China has confirmed that 29 foreign nationals in the country have been infected with the novel coronavirus. Among them, 18 had recovered and were discharged from hospital, 2 were dead, and 9 are still under quarantine and treatment. 10 of the foreign patients were from Hubei province. China's daily number of newly cured and discharged novel coronavirus patients had surpassed that of new confirmed infections for a second consecutive day. On Wednesday, nearly 1,800 people walked out of hospital after recovery nationwide, while the number of new infections was less than 400. In Hubei, less than 350 new cases were reported, compared with nearly 1,700 a day earlier. Outside the province, the daily number of new infections has dropped for 16 consecutive days, with 45 new cases reported. 9 provincial-level regions reported no new infections. Companies in the virus-hit Hubei province are required not to resume business before March the 10th. The requirement does not apply to companies necessary for epidemic control, public utilities and people's daily necessities, or those essential for important national and public interests. Meanwhile, local schools and kindergartens are required to delay the new school term until further notice. China is welcoming the arrival of South Korea's new consul general in Wuhan. Kang Seung-suk arrived in the city on Thursday along with assistance materials provided by the South Korean side. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Kang's arrival showcases South Korea's support for China in fighting the COVID-19 epidemic. It also says China stands ready to facilitate his work. China has donated a batch of nucleic acid testing kits to Japan to help with local coronavirus checks. Japan has faced a shortage of testing kits after hundreds of passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship were put under quarantine amid the COVID-19 outbreak. More than 600 cases were confirmed on the ship as the 2-week quarantine ended on Wednesday. The Chinese embassy in Tokyo says China stands ready to continue to provide assistance to Japan within its capacity. The flagship carrier of Egypt has announced it will resume flights to and from China starting from February the 27th. Egypt Air says it will resume a flight every Thursday from Cairo to Beijing and then to Guangzhou. The return flight will start from Guangzhou and stop in Beijing before flying to Cairo. The company suspended all flights to China on February the 4th over the COVID-19 outbreak. It says it will follow up the situation on a regular basis to decide whether to increase the number of flights. A trial version of China's new generation manned spaceship is expected to be launched in April during the maiden flight of the Long March 5B rocket. This will be a key mission ahead of the start of China's space station construction. The rocket, the experimental spaceship, and the prototype of the core capsule of the space station are undergoing tests at the Wenchang Space Launch Center in Hainan. During the flight in mid to late April, the experimental spaceship will be sent into space with no crew. The space station capsule will not be launched.